This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Lots of people are talking about the top story of the day, the jet blown out of the sky by a missile. Who fired the missile is the question. As you can imagine, it's chaos in the Ukraine. A lot of people are trying to figure out probes coming from all over the world, people sending in experts to figure out what happened. The Russians have a major PR problem. You don't know a lot about what happened, but what we do know is it was a Russian missile. So who fired it? Were they aiming it at Putin because he was flying back to Russia from Amsterdam or Brussels? I'm not sure. That's one of the theories, but there are a dozen theories. Crazy, crazy stuff. And it's sad as I look around, try to find something about Friday to have some fun, because we're so steeped in all of this tragedy and all this irony and all this anger and all this fighting. My God, give us a break, will you? And to whom am I praying for that? All right. So anyway, it is. I think it's on most people's minds. Come on, it's summertime. Let's have some fun. There are a couple of suits that are interesting. We're going to bring Uri Geller on to bring us an update from what his experiences have been this week in Israel. There are two things that are sort of interesting. There was a woman who was stripped of her Miss Delaware title who's suing the state and the pageant officials there. Kenny, what do you know about Miss Delaware? Was this the 40-year-old? Was that another?
No, Miss Delaware. She's 24, and the rule is that you have to be 24 by the end of the year. And for some reason, the pageant people didn't do the math, so they didn't notice that she would be 25.
Mm-hmm.
So after all was said and done and she had won the title, then they did the math and said, wait a second, you're going to be 25, so we're going to strip that away from you.
Right.
As if it was her fault. She's gonna be.
Right, well, so maybe she's got something to sue about. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think she should take him to the cleaners.
All right, so let's see how that works. The clashes breaking out on both sides as Israel and the Palestinians are at it again. Uri Geller, who is a great friend of mine, great friend of the program, lives part of the time in Israel. He was in Israel this week. So I'll get an update on that situation from him in just a moment here on the Good Day program.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
13 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Murray Geller lives in both England and Israel, has been in Israel for the past 10 days, so he is on top of it. If you watched my Facebook page, we were reposting some of the pictures that he had taken when from his home. He could see the missiles going back and forth, the Israelis and the Palestinians. Tanks are rolling. More deadly clashes have broken out. The Israeli tanks actually drove into Gaza, launched a ground operation that has escalated the conflict, so says Hamas. This was on Thursday night into Friday morning. This has been going on for 10 days. And in the past 10 days, Uri Geller has been at his home in Israel. So we were talking earlier this week about how the offensive took place or was taking place. You had pictures of drones. Was it drones or missiles? I'm trying to remember what we saw.
Well, most of the time I was there, I was down south in Ashkelon and Ashdod and Sderot and Gaza. I was actually in the base where the five Hamas terrorists were killed when they came in from the sea to attack kibbutzim, you know, settlements, like 3 kilometers from them. I met lots of people, children, entertained, talked to them about positive thinking. But while I was going on with doing my stuff, missiles were coming in practically all over Israel, mm-hmm. including Tel Aviv. And one missile that was shot down by the Iron Dome, a big part of it fell right next to my apartment in Old Jaffa, next to some gas cylinders. So we were lucky it didn't hit the cylinders. But, you know, sirens are wailing. People know to take shelter. The Iron Dome is a miracle worker because it shoots down 95% of the incoming missiles.
So we've signed on to an app, Uri, that basically
Red Alert
allows us to listen when a missile is being fired. And yesterday, I think during the course of the program, we were hearing these things go off, and Rich just leaves it open on
It's called Red Alert. It was developed by an Israeli, and it's meant to help Israelis know when there's an incoming missile, and you can sign up for what cities you want it to warn you for. And so I just put on all cities, and it seems like every 10, 12, 15 minutes, this thing would go off just in the course of the morning of us sitting here doing the show.
Yes, I have the same app.
Here we go right now.
On my iPhones, my iPads, my computers, wherever I am. And I did also sign for all cities. And you're right. Every, I would say, 10 minutes, a barrage of deadly missiles are fired from Gaza into Israel. Hence, the early morning attack going into Gaza, where paratroopers and infantry units, technical people are, you know, going into Gaza, one, to find the rocket launchers, but most important, to find the tunnels that were dug to to invade Israel, and you can see that fully on YouTube, that there were about 13 Hamas terrorists that came out of one of these tunnels. But because we have such highly sophisticated monitoring points and methods, which I won't go into, the Israelis detected them and killed them.
All right. Let me ask you something as a friend. I want to know why it is that you, I can tell your voice is different. You have tension in your voice that I don't hear in your voice much of the time. You have a choice. You have two homes. You live, now you've rekindled your relationship with your homeland, and so you're spending more time there. Why would you choose to go back and forth now when it's so dangerous? Why would you just wait until all of this passed?
Well, this is a personal choice. I would say it's moral, spiritual. It's the urge to be with my people in hard times. I think you would do the same, Doug, and many of our listeners would do the same if, say, America was under attack and they would be living somewhere else. They would come back, I presume. These tunnels are very important to find and blow up because there are many of these tunnels, and we are finding them. My main base now is Israel, but, you know, I can't stay and sit in Tel Aviv while our soldiers are fighting down south in Gaza. So the drive from Tel Aviv to, say, Ashdod or Beersheba or any of those southern towns is nothing. Israel is very, very tiny. I can be from Tel Aviv, I would say, within an hour and a half in Gaza.
Yeah. It's about the size, for people who don't understand the size, about the size of the state of New Jersey. That's about the, and there are some places, I remember how remarkable it was when you get to the center part. There's only about 14 miles between the sea and the border of Palestine. Or is it Jordan? I remember, but there's only 14 miles in that most narrow part, and then it spreads out as you go north or south. But it's extremely, the feeling of tension that you feel in living that way.
Yeah, but hang on. Having said that, you know, talking about tension and stress, children are crying in bunkers. My heart breaks apart. It's heartbreaking, tragic to see Palestinian children get injured and killed.
Right.
It doesn't matter who they are. They're still kids, and innocent people are being injured, but that's war for you.
Yeah.
And we are trying to very carefully make sure we hit Hamas and not innocent people, but it's not easy when the population of Gaza is so tightly woven, very, very difficult to make sure that you don't hit civilians. But then you have the body shields where Hamas would store rockets in hospitals and in schools. So what do you do then?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very tough decision for Benjamin Netanyahu how to conduct this war, but I think we're doing it the right way. And that's basically what's happening.
All right,
now.
We got 60 seconds. You're the master of positive thinking. This situation in the Middle East, the shot down plane, all of the turmoil everywhere. How do you maintain? I'm really down in the dumps today, and I'll be the first to admit it. Positive thinking, digging ourselves out of these mindsets. How do we do it?
We just wake up with an attitude of gratitude, and we start thinking positive. And if you will allow me to plug again my website, all my books are free. They are free to read. So just read my little book of Mind Power. It'll inspire you, empower you, and teach you how to think positive.
It's a wonderful, I will recommend it. I've got all of your books. It's a wonderful, wonderful, as the first book I think I ever interviewed you about, as a matter of fact. I think that's how we met, when you had that little book. And that's what has, our friendship has grown from that. All right, so there's something to think about. Uri Geller, giving us good things to think about here on Good Day.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What point in her career was this a big song, Kenny?
Early 90s, I think.
Whitney Houston here on Good Day. Richie, crank it up, please.
Sometimes you lie, sometimes you cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale. Yeah.
Whitney Houston, even in the afterlife, is a factor in conversation. In fact, the Lifetime movie that is being shot to honor her life will include her music, but not her voice, interestingly enough. You won't actually be hearing the voice of Whitney Houston or the person who is playing her in this movie that's being shot now, being directed by Angela Bassett. Instead, the songs are going to be sung by Deborah Cox, who's an R&B singer. Don't know much about her, Kenny. What do you know about Deborah Cox? Anything?
I don't know much about her either. Yeah. I think it's ridiculous that you kind of make a movie about Whitney Houston, but not have her singing.
Well, what do you think the reason for that is?
Well, they made a movie about the Four Seasons, and they didn't have them singing.
Well. Leave it to Rich to spoil.
You know, all I'm sitting here thinking about is...
Yes, Richie, what are you thinking about?
I can't believe that there are two songs called the Shoop Shoop song.
Right, Betty Everett and... What a difference, right? This is the one to make us feel happier on a day when we need some happiness in our ears. Crank it up, Betty Everett, 1967, on Good Day.
So
all right, so
who covered this song, Doug?
Who covered it?
Who covered it?
I don't remember.
Cher.
Oh, she did. That's right. You got a version of that there?
Cher did the Shoop Shoop song.
I forgot that. Kenny, you didn't come to my rescue either when it came to that. What's the big idea?
The Shoop Shoop song.
Shoop Shoop song.
That'll take me a while to get
it. It's kind of like the, it's, you know, the name game.
That's another one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's the name game.
But I'm saying, Badabooba, Banana, Ramo, Yungabunga. Police in Southern Kentucky say they got a surprise delivery after charging a man with shoplifting. Five pizzas showed up at the police station. Officers say 29-year-old Michael Harp asked to make a call on his cell phone while being booked. Short time later, police say a pizza delivery driver showed up to deliver to Officer Wilson, the name of the officer who arrested this guy.
That's
police
awesome.
Police say they linked the call to Harp by tracking his cell phone number. He now faces additional charges, including theft of identity, theft by deception, and impersonating a police officer. Anyway, the...
That's great.
It is kind of. The story today at DougStephan.com. Also covering at DougStephan.com, more information about how many jobs are being cut at Microsoft. They're also going to close down their Xbox Entertainment Studio. What is that going to mean? Kenny, what's that?
They were doing original programming, shows and movies and things for only on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. All right, up next. In the next half hour, we examine what's going on with FedEx and the story around them and more on the Malaysian airliner that was shot down yesterday over Ukraine. 28 after the hour on the Friday Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How about this? Retiring with your best friend. That means your dog or your cat. There are many types of retirement communities. Independent living communities are the type of retirement community most likely to allow pets. They're designed for healthy, active, older adults who are able to live without assistance and are thus able to care properly for their pets. You probably won't be able to notice the difference between an independent living community and the local residential areas. What about assisted living? On the other hand, these are meant for older adults who need regular help with daily activities but do not require the services of a nursing home. Very often, they allow pets. Some assisted living communities will allow residents to bring their lifelong pets, while others may permit a community pet, a pet that doesn't belong to any one person in particular, but that lives within the community to provide companionship to all residents. You know, all the studies indicate that senior citizens with pets live longer, feel better, and recuperate faster. So it's a great idea, but make sure if you're going into a retirement community, you plan ahead and know if your pet will be accepted. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Stephen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer, doing what, summertime? Wait, when are you taking some summertime off? Gee, what is that?
We are just planning a trip to Denver that will happen mid-August.
Denver. Why are you going to Denver? Buy some grass?
No, not my deal. But our friend Laura moved out there a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we just thought there's a lot of neat things to do with the kids, go to Old West towns.
Are you going to drive or are you going to fly?
Oh, no, I'm going to fly.
You priced the ticket from Washington to Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
It is like almost $500.
A piece.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
Hoo-ha. Hi, Kenny, what are you doing this summer, if anything, to make your wife happy?
staying right here in the earning paycheck.
Okay, good. Good for him. See, that's what I like. That's what I really appreciate. Somebody who is there and dedicated to what it takes to do this program every single day.
Yeah.
He's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Kenny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send you a postcard.
All right.
Thanks.
So we have a couple of things here to ruminate. I have found myself, Kenny will testify to this, over the last 2-3 hours, I've felt myself just going down, down, down.
It's a heavy day, man.
It really is a heavy day. And the mind-boggling, I used that term earlier, but what else is it? When you think about what happened to the Malaysian airliner, what was it, Flight 370 5 months ago, and all the speculation, all of the concern, all of the work done to try to find the plane, and now another Malaysian airliner is shot down, or not, whether the other one was shot down or not.
Did you know?
Remains to be seen.
But did you know?
What is it that I need to know?
That while the airspace that this plane was shot down over was deemed safe Yeah. Most airlines had stopped flying in it because of just exactly this kind of fear.
Four planes went over the same basic air corridor yesterday before that plane did. And then either before or after the plane that Putin was in on his way back to Moscow from, was it Brussels or Amsterdam? It was Brussels. The Malaysian plane started in Amsterdam. I think that Putin had been in Brussels for something, if I read the story correctly. And so the theory is that the missile was aimed at his plane. That's the Russians are trying to make it look like, now whether this is true or not, who's going to ever know, that the insurgents in Ukraine used a Russian missile to shoot at his plane, and they missed and they shot down the Malaysian airliner. Instead.
He was on the phone with Obama.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, so how could he be in a plane?
Right.
Yeah. But I could be on the phone.
The Russians might be in a little bit of hot water because a Russian general sent out a tweet, which was then retracted, saying, we told you not to go into this airspace, and we meant it.
Right.
And then another guy, they have a recording of a phone saying, we shot him down, you know, we shot him down.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
These are not...
If that's the case, what should the international community do to the Russians? 888-302-3684. Thank you. That was where I wanted to go with that conversation. Kenny, what comments now as we continue to have people wanting to be heard on this? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, regarding the shooting down of this Malaysian airliner 777. They had 14 of them when the year started. Now they got 12 777s.
Wow.
Yeah. It cost $300 million apiece.
Yeah, did you also know that while they haven't released the list of people on board,
181 they have. I think they've identified.
They think up to 100 of them are from an AIDS research group,
right? Including a lead AIDS researcher in the world,
the leading AIDS researchers in the world.
Yeah,
100 of them. They were on their way to a conference in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
All gone.
Yeah. All right. So Kenny, what do we have for comments?
Let's see. Helen says, once again, we will never know the truth. Rumors are repeated over and over again, and it will eventually just give way to a new crisis.
I don't know. We'll know the truth on this one. They have a picture of the missile hitting the plane. The U.S. government has a satellite picture of the missile hitting the plane. They will be able to track this. There are phone calls out there.
You can't hide any of this stuff anymore. You cannot hide the satellite technology.
I can't remember
what it was about.
Was it a French airliner that got shot down? And the Russians denied, and the Americans had a recording of the Russian phone call talking about it, and they finally released the phone call. And
this may be a time when we're happy we're monitoring everybody's phones at the NSA.
Right. So you cannot run and hide from this. There will be evidence, and you will have to admit to it.
888-302-3684. What are the comments, Kenny?
Your good friend John Kremens posted on our Facebook page. Incredibly sad event. Unfortunately, there's too much pundit talk about the incident and not enough credible evidence.
You know,
yet.
He's right. The credibility, and that's the way the news is built today.
Mm-hmm.
But then this is a program where we discuss what's going on, much of it in the news. So it's open to opinion and speculation and consternation and provocation and whatever other things. This is, I'll tell you a story and then you react to it, or all of us here may tell a story and you think, oh, is that possible? Or, well, that doesn't mean anything to me. Today, there's not one person listening who isn't thinking something about what happened to that Malaysian jet. Some angle, some, why did they fly? What about the AIDS? Was it Putin? Another Malaysian Airlines tragedy. All of these things are part of it. And it is heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. What else, Kenny?
Donnie says, all traces of the missile will disappear before investigators are allowed anywhere near the site.
Right.
Wait a minute. These people work for the IRS. Everything disappears there. Right?
Right.
Same thing. Poof, gone!
It doesn't matter. As long as they can get the plane.
They got the plane.
The black boxes are already gone, and they're in Russian control. But that doesn't matter either. It's just going to tell you airspeed and whatnot. But as long as they can get the plane, they can see impact. on the fuselage, and they can determine from there. So whether the missiles are there or not, they can't remove the plane.
From the Oops Department, FedEx Corporation indicted for shipping packages from illegal online pharmacies despite repeated warnings from the DEA. This is a 15-count indictment handed down by a federal grand jury in San Francisco, including charges for conspiracy to distribute. FedEx gained at least $820 million from the conspiracy, says the filing, and the fine could be twice that much. FedEx reported $11 billion in total revenue for the quarter ended in May. In a statement, the folks at FedEx say the company is innocent, will plead not guilty. Prosecutors are asking the company assume responsibility for the legality of millions of packages. So here's something. Those of us who use FedEx, Richie, I've shipped a couple of things back and forth to you on FedEx the last month or so. This is one of the most interesting and successful, one of the great American success stories in terms of company. The guy's name is Fred Smith, who was a clerk someplace, figured out how to do this, and it has become an unbelievable cash cow. They make, and their systems are amazing. It's just amazing.
FedEx says, we've repeatedly requested the government provide us with a list of online pharmacies engaging in illegal activity. And they say whenever DEA provides us with a list of pharmacies, we will turn off shipping for those companies immediately. Yeah. So far, the government has declined to provide such a list.
So this is a witch hunt. This is the government using your tax dollars to go after somebody.
Well, and then the FedEx also says we never open packages. No. Once a package is given to us, that's it.
They take whoever's word is right. They asked me what I was sending, and I told them it was something.
You would think that they have dogs, though. As stuff is being loaded onto the airplane for explosives and drugs.
Why?
Well, explosives, I don't want my pilot and my plane to get blown up. Drugs, we'd like to think that they would probably look for illegal activity in their packages and try, make an effort to stop it. Or is it just monkey see, monkey do, I see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil, let it go?
Well, part of the indictment is that FedEx developed policies and procedures to deliver these packages to parking lots, to vacant homes, vacant buildings.
Really?
It looks really shady.
Yeah, and looks good for them then. That's the case.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. All right, story is at DougStephan.com. You want to check it out. FedEx in the news at DougStephan.com.
Your local street corner drug dealer.
Right. Using FedEx. This is a good ad for FedEx. Summertime and clearance time at Chamonix. Who is Chamonix? Chamonix is responsible for a number of the products that you hear me talking about here on Good Day, including Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus is the number one supplement in the history of this company. Nothing has ever done as well as Heart Factors Plus. Now, why would that be? Well, because a product that works, it's cool, it helps it helps normalize your blood pressure. If you got high blood pressure, working in a high pressure environment like Richie and Kenny are working in, they need Heart Factors Plus to keep their blood pressure down. And if you have the same kind of a job, you need to call 800-577-8560. Yep. If you got a tough job, your blood pressure is bound to be affected by your working environment.
Say a Malaysian pilot.
Okay. Yeah, right. You're working for Malaysian Airlines.
Heart Factors Plus.
You better be calling 800-577-8560. Or if you're working for FedEx, maybe you ought to be calling as
well. Or if you're in Israel.
If you're in Israel, there the bomb's going off. That's a warning sign from Israel. 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus. Try it now, risk-free. Matter of fact, you order Heart Factors Plus by dialing 800-577-8560. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan. You'll get a free 3-month supply of the new CoQ10 and fish oil supplement that they've developed at Chamonix. This is a great offer. 800-577-8560. So get at it right now while you're thinking about it. Protect your body, protect your heart, and protect all of the things that are important to your future. 800-577-8560.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and master. Responsible.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Summer's here. Time to show off the season's latest fashions. But sometimes preparation's as important as the outfit. I'm Risa Jill Miller, here with leading Hollywood stylist Erin Walsh, who's teamed up with Dove Advanced Care Deodorant to challenge women everywhere to embrace this summer's stylish sleeveless looks.
Sleeveless styles are a must in summer for any woman's wardrobe. It's a look that communicates both power and confidence. I know some women can be uncomfortable with the appearance of their underarms. That's why I'm challenging women to look and feel their best in sleeveless by using Dove Advanced Care Deodorant, formulated with Nutria Moisture to reduce shaving irritation and offer softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days. Plus, it will keep you feeling fresh and confident. Check out Dove.com for the chance to win a VIP styling session with me during Fashion Week in New York City.
Dove Advanced Care Deodorant offers 48-hour odor and wetness protection and is available at retailers nationwide. Visit Dove.com for more. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license. No 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot and give you additional savings on that new piece of gear you really want. Plus hundreds of other deals throughout the store, like all keyboards up to 20% off. All headphones and hand percussion 15% off. Or a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar, now only $129. Plus, get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up sales event. Now through Sunday. Details at your local store and guitarcenter.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Now, at 12 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, one of the most interesting and controversial things that's happened in the last 24 hours on television, has surrounded itself, well, it's a result of the Malaysian airliner being shot down. A woman doing an interview, this was CNN, right, or MSNBC? It was MSNBC, I think.
It was MSNBC, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a pop reporter who looks to be about 22, and I don't even know who the woman is, but she's...
Crystal Ball.
Okay. Anyway, that's
yeah, that's
story.
That's really her name.
Yeah,
Crystal Ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's interviewing supposedly somebody who's made it through the vetting process to go on the air and pose as an expert on planes and flights and stuff. Turns out to be a Howard Stern follower, and you know what that leads up to. So there was an embarrassing exchange. The woman was clueless. Here she comes back after a break and tries to apologize for looking like a dunderhead.
We are back now.
latest on Flight 17, that flight that has crashed in Ukraine. And if you were listening prior to the break, we thought that we had an eyewitness on the scene. That individual was obviously not actually an eyewitness, but let's get back.
This is how it,
she should have been able to look in her crystal ball and see that it wasn't an eyewitness.
But you see, this is it. These untrained, these pups that go on these television news shows to try to. I mean, she sounds
crystal ball. I can't get over
before,
that.
Even before the Howard Stern caller made her look like a boob, she just sounds like she has no credibility whatsoever. She sounds like a 13-year-old.
Should have seen it coming.
Yeah, you expect
Ms.
that.
Ball.
So, the Howard Stern stuff hasn't happened for a long time, but now seems to be coming back. 51 after on Good Day.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Travel segment brought to you, by the way, by the folks at Super 8. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super8.com helps you get to where you want to go in an inexpensive way. Cindy Richards is a Pulitzer Prize nominated journalist, serves as editor-in-chief for TravelingMom.com. She has worked a couple of different newspapers in Chicago. She found her passion for travel writing when she was an editor for a regional magazine in the Chicago area. It's called Chicago Parent. Taught journalism. She's she's sort of connected, if you know what I mean, to the traveling world. Again, the site is travelingmom.com, and you can find her free ebook at dougstefan.com in the trending box. And also the connection to travelingmom.com. So, Cindy, let's focus on, Rich and I were just talking about his trip to Denver in a few weeks. He's got his two children, his wife, he's going, but they don't want to send any luggage underneath. So what does he need to keep in mind in packing? How do you, and by the way, this is my, I won't check a bag. I pack, I travel light, pack
light. You travel with kids, you got to pack, you got to check a bag.
Well, why? Not if you're smart about it. Cindy, does he have to pack a bag? To check a bag?
You do not have to pack a bag. You do not have to pack a bag. You do not have to pack a bag. How old are your kids?
My kids are 10 and 7.
Oh, my gosh. They're not even kids. They can totally pull their own bags. You know, they're, especially these days, with the four-wheel luggage, the spinner luggage.
Yeah.
That's so easy for kids to pull and push. And they can handle their own bags through the airport, and they should be able to, especially by the time they're 7 and 10. I mean, my kids were dragging their own bags from the time they were 4. It's a rule in my house. You just don't pack a bag. Now, I have to admit to you that my daughter just went to Europe for 2.5 weeks, and when she found out she could get a free bag checked right on an international flight, she was like, oh, my God, I can take the big suitcase. And I said, you're going to be sorry, you're going to be sorry, you're going to be sorry. And sure enough, she's a fashionista, so she packed the big bag, and she was sorry. She had to drag it up and down, you know, the escalators to get to the tube in London, and she, you know, and then she had to walk to where she was going. And she came back and admitted, even after 2.5 weeks, she'd only used half of what was in her bag.
So, if I'm a family of four and we're going on a week-long vacation, we're going to be all kinds of different activities, what should we be packing to pack light? What are the necessities?
Well, you want to pack things that will go together. And especially if you're packing with kids, take a small bottle of detergent or some powdered detergent and spend an hour at a laundromat if you need to. If you're going to do like things that they're going to get dirty and you're going to want them to be able to reuse that clothes, it's a lot cheaper to put a few quarters in a wash machine than to pay $25 or $50 to check your bag. Hmm. And you, Dad, are going to have to carry that bag around, right?
Nice going, Dad.
Yeah.
So that's another motivation to make them carry their own bag. So you pack the basics. You pack things that are interchangeable. You know, kids don't much care what they look like until they get to be, you know, 17-year-old fashionistas. So, so pack the basics of what they need to get through a day, you know. And if you can wash out a pair of underwear in the sink in the hotel and hang it up to dry, it'll dry in a day. You don't have to take 7 pairs. You can take 4 pairs and rinse them out. You could take 3 pairs. So think smart about what you're doing. And then the most important thing is to pack your credit card. Because if you get there and you figure out you've left something behind that you literally cannot live with for a week, which there are not that many things in our first world lives that we couldn't live without for a week, but if you really can't live without it, you know, run down to the store and buy it, and you'll have it. The other really important piece, especially if you're going someplace like Denver, where the weather can be as unpredictable as it is in Chicago, is make sure you look at the weather forecast the day before you go, where you're going to get a pretty accurate reading of what the weather's going to be like, because you don't want to drag a bunch of sweaters and sweatshirts along if it's going to be 85.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other really key piece to being able to pack light is to wear your heavy stuff on the plane. So if you're planning to go hiking in when you get to Denver, wear your hiking boots on the plane. You know, it's always cold on a plane anyway, so wear your sweatshirt, wear your hiking boots, wear the sweaters, wear the stuff that would be really bulky and take up a lot of room in your suitcase, and then you'll have that stuff when you get there. You can take it off as soon as you get to the hotel room and put on your shorts and flip-flops if it's 85, but you won't have paid to ship it underneath the plane and
All
then
right.
carry it with you.
Thank you, Cindy Richards. Some interesting, important tips for traveling well this summer. Check out the free ebook she's offering. And other information on traveling from Traveling Mom.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.